Okay, we're beginning Simen Reish Mem He. Complicated Simen, but we will do our best. So before we begin, the Mechaber, so we have to see the Hakdama in the Mishneh Berurah. So Mishneh Berurah says, Yisrael v'ein Yehudi, so this is the halachas of Yisrael and Yehudi, that a Yid and a guy who are partners in a field, in a marachot, in a tanur, whatever it is, how they work with Shabbos. So says the Mishneh Berurah Nakdama here. Da. Haheter Gomer Hu. And this is a big sugya in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah. And big machleiksim over there in the Amirayim and then the Rishayim. And it gets very exciting. So da. Says the Mishneh Berurah. Haheter Gomer Hu. The heter that is 100% mutter. If a Jew has any type of business or melacha that he has a partner with the guy, that the best way is that when they begin, before they start their partnership, they should make up beforehand, that should be the conditions, before they purchased it, so that when they make the purchase of whatever they're purchasing as partners, it should already be purchased with the following conditions in place. Avoid atah b'shabbos, that should be atah with an aleph, if you have an ayin. Avoid atah b'shabbos, you should work on Shabbos, tells the guy, v'tikach kefi melachtecha, and therefore, and you will make any money that is made on Shabbos, hein ravoy ma'at, it doesn't make a difference how much it is. Vani evoy kinegdecha yemecher b'chol, and I will work a full day in the weekday that corresponds to you, because you're working by yourself on Shabbos. Now, as we'll see, because the whole idea here is that when they're shutfin, they both have an obligation to do work. So if the Jew has obligations to do work on Shabbos and the guy does it fully, he's working for the Yid, as we'll see, he's like a shliach. But if they made up beforehand that Shabbos is the guy's, no matter what the profit is, he gets to keep it. And the Yid will take because the guy's working double on Shabbos, the Jew's going to take a day for himself during the weekday. Ve'etel kefi melachti. And I'll take whatever money we make on that day is mine. Uvishas chaluka. So one thing is the t'nai when they make the purchase. And then when it comes time to split up the profits, yitalehenu dischara vura Shabbos, they fulfill their conditions, and the yid, and the guy, I'm sorry, takes for Shabbos, by Yisrael yitol yemecher kenegdei, hein rabbi ma'at, that's the best way, everything is done behater. Avalim lo yisnu b'tchila, but let's say they didn't make up anything. They bought this thing b'shutfis. Uvishas chaluka oimer le'en Yehudi. And then when it comes to split up the profits, the Yid tells the guy, Toilata k'neged amocha b'shabbos. Listen, you worked on Shabbos, so you take the money that you for that for Shabbos. Vani b'chal. Zehu vadei aser. That is for sure aser. Because as we'll see, since the Yid is supposed to work on Shabbos and the guy worked for him, so even though at the end he's telling him he'll take money for it, it doesn't make a difference. He was doing his job. V'im lo yisnu mitzchila, let's say they didn't make anything up in the beginning. Uvishas chaluka chalku stam b'shove. So instead of speaking out, you know, you worked more, I worked less, we just split everything equally. No one talked about it. Zel baya b'gemara v'leib shita. That's a shaila in the Gemara. Chalkustam, v'leiv shita, the Gemara, it does not answer the shaila. So, upasak harambam, l'chumra, the Rambam pasak l'chumra, that's asr, v'harash l'kula. V'hamachaber, we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch, sasam k'harambam, that it's asr, and the Rambam pasak b'hagah k'harash, b'makam hafsid gadol, that you're allowed to split it evenly. Let's say the last variable of this situation is they made a tnai before they became shutvin, means that they bought it already with these conditions in place, but instead of when it came time to split the profits, to actually split it according to that deal, you know, the time to split, they said, oh, you know, yeah, you're right, we had all these deals, let's just split everything equally. Zel mutar afla Rambam, even the Rambam who was machmer in the case of loy hisnu, that was because really we're both full partners here and we're both supposed to work every day. So says the Rambam, that's a problem. But here, they already made up in the beginning that it's not the Jews' a job to work on Shabbos. It's the guy's job. So the fact that afterwards, when they went eventually to split up the money, they decided just to split it evenly. So then, the Rambam holds as mutter, Zehu ikre hadinim shebesifim harishainim. These are the main klalim here of the first sifim in this simin. V'yaser hapratim, and the rest of the details. V'gam tameyem, the Mishnah didn't say any reasons here, he just said facts. Yivur lekameh will be explained as we go. So now let's go up to the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph. Yisrael vein Yehudi sheyesh lem sade, oy taner, oy merchatz, oy rechayim shalmayim b'shutfis. They are partners in a field, in an oven, in a merchatz, or a mill. Oy sheim shutfim b'chanus b'schayra, or they're partners in a store for business, for with wares. So now, im hisnu mitchila, if they made a tanai in the beginning, when's the beginning? Before they became partners, they made this deal, and therefore when they became partners, this deal was already in effect. That what? The guy is going to work on Shabbos, and whatever money is to be made on Shabbos is his. No matter how much it is. And there's another day that schar is going to be on the weekday for the Yisrael Levadai. So that's mutter. That is mutter to do. Vim loy hisnu betchila. You know what? Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah before we go. Let's go get too many pratim. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Aleph. Sado itaner. Tam hadvar meilu. Deviinan hisnu. What's the reason we need to have a t'nai before you start? If you don't have this condition in place, since a regular partnership, when you become partners, each one of them has a responsibility to do the work. So therefore, if afterwards the Jew says to the guy, listen, I can't work on Shabbos, I say, atolavadcha b'Shabbos, you work alone on Shabbos, b'tolucha kol harevach shel Shabbos, and you can take all the profits you make on Shabbos. V'ani esel levadi yomecher b'chol, and you'll have off a different day, and I'll work a whole Sunday, k'negdoi, v'ataloyse l'atzmi harevach shel yom, and I'll get the profit of that day. So you say, what's the problem? L'chayr, it sounds very good. No. Havalei kilu maimid esayin Yehudi l'poyol b'yadayim. It's as if he's making the guy his worker. Kilu oimer loy, as if he's saying to him, asei ata avuri b'Shabbos, you work for me on Shabbos, because really, since we're partners, I have an obligation to work on Shabbos. So I'm telling you, you do my job on Shabbos, v'ani esa neged ze avurcha b'chol, and I'll pay you back by working for you during the weekday, because Sunday you should be working, we both should be working, and I'll do for you instead. That's Taisvah says, that's considered that the guy is the shliach of the Jew. Since the Jew has an achrayus to this partnership to work on Shabbos, and he's telling the guy, you work for me, and instead I will work for you on a different day, that is called, you're making him your shliach. But not without some type of, we'll see. That's in Sif Gimel. Say, if you want to do it, you have to sell it and restart. You can't just change the time in the middle. Ulefize, and according to this, so now this ends up a bit of a heter. Ulefize, im shutvay ha'enei b'yehudi ba'atzmai enei esaklum. Let's say the guy really is not doing any malach on Shabbos. Rakshin Yehudi Acherim Haboim Lafois Masikim Boy Bitaner Shalashutfis. See, the whole reason this is a problem is because your Gaisha partner is doing your job. What if your partner's in a tanur and neither of you are going to do any work on Shabbos? Rather, there's going to be other Gaim coming and baking in this and lighting this tanur of the Shutvim on Shabbos. Vinoisrin Schach Ma Bischarim. And they pay for it. So this is a different case. This is where a guy and a Jew own something b'shutvis. Neither of them are working on Shabbos. But it's running on Shabbos. It's running on Shabbos. The tanur is running on Shabbos. Goyish people come and they cook in this thing. And now the Jew's going to, and they're going to pay for it. Could the Yid take money for that? Yochol ha-Yisrael l'kabel mishut v'yischaroi ha-magia loy l'fi chalkoi. The Jid is allowed to accept from his partner the amount of his chelek in this tanur, afilu im loy hisnu, as even if they were didn't make any tonight. Why? Uvelvad shelo yikach mimenu mischar Shabbos levadai. As long as he doesn't take from him schar Shabbos by itself, eliyikach mimenu stam ba'avlah shar yomim. In other words, there's no malacha going on here by the goy. He's not being my shliach to do malacha. The only problem is that I'm making money on Shabbos. That's schar Shabbos. We've had that. So we already learned that if you get schar Shabbos behavlah, if it's mixed into other money, you could take it. So in this situation, he's allowed to take it, even though his tanur is making money on Shabbos. Kidei shelo yeh schar Shabbos. V'lechashina mishum maris ha'ayin. So one second, we had a whole simon before with a tanur. You can't do this type of thing. If you're the owner of a guy, Yiddish owner of a tanur, you can't even have a guy working over there and doing things for you. There's maris ha'ayin. No. Sheyaymer li yitzarech Yisrael huayisa, came in shiyadua sheyesh lein yudi chelek boy. Because this, everyone knows, is a goyish partner over here. So anyone who sees goyim going into this tanur, they say, oh, because there's a guy who's a partner, so they're allowed to go in and do malacha there. The only problem here is that the chelek of the yid is making money on Shabbos, so that's a schar Shabbos problem, bahavla, that's okay. Okay, sif beis. So im hisnu mitchila hatam, the chayvan shehisnu mitchila. What if they made a tnai beforehand? So then loy hutala Yisrael klal meikaralases b'Shabbos. The whole problem of partners is that it's my obligation to work on Shabbos, and now you, the guy, are my shliach. But if we made up in the beginning of the partnership, Shabbos is not my day; it's your day. So therefore, I'm not mechuyev to do anything on Shabbos. Vein ha'ed niyud ishlukai. So therefore, the fact that the guy works the whole day, he's not my shliach. Okay, Sheyia Schar Shabbos, that the tznai was that he's going to work on Shabbos and he'll make all the money from Shabbos. V'gabei sod etzarech sheyomer loy tamo lizroya. Now, that works when there's money being made on that day. You have a store, it makes money on that day. America, it's a tanur, it's making money. But on a field, he's going to go plant on Shabbos, so what do you say? And you're going to get all the profits from that Shabbos you work. Well, there's no profits, I just planted. So he says, you should work and plant and plow on Shabbos. And then when we're going to harvest it, and we're going to make cheshbonos, then, and how we split up the partnership, so then you're going to be taking whatever work you did on Shabbos, they're going to make up some schum that's what you get. Vani oishluchi emo b'chol. I don't know why he says my shliach. I don't know where that came from. But vani oishluchi emo b'chol ve'etol gamkein keneged yoim shali. So somehow they're going to have to make up an amount for that because it's not clear. He planted this day, he plowed this day, exactly what it is. But there has to be some type of upmach that he's going to be paid for Shabbos and he's going to be paid for the weekday. Now, it might not really be, at the end of the day, any really monetary difference, right? Bishlam, if it's a store, so Shabbos makes this amount and or anything else. But at the end of the day, if I worked on Shabbos and he worked on Shabbos and I worked on Monday, he planted and I planted, or he plowed and I plowed. Like my work didn't produce any more that day than his day. You know, there's not an imma'at imharbe. So it sounds like, but there has to be still some type of, you know, designation that this is Shabbos' work and this is Sunday's work. Imma'at, they said, why? The chayven de'ena mechashvin zeh keneged zeh lito b'shaveh imkein enam shutvim klal b'yayim ha'Shabbos. Why is it so important to say that he gets the schar Shabbos imma'at v'im harbeh? Because that defines that Shabbos is not a partnership day. Partners split things according to their partnership. Non-partners, you make whatever you make on that day. So the fact that we're not mechashvim zeh keneged zeh, we don't say, well, you work Shabbos, so I work Sunday, and therefore we equal lito b'shaveh, that shows we're not shutvin klal b'yayim Shabbos. Uv'yayim echad, or and the other day that we pick for me to work. Rak b'shar hayamim, just the other 5 days of the week, we're partners. V'lafuke, and this is coming to exclude, imasna imoy b'shas hatnai, shel b'soif yavoyu l'cheshbin, she'aschar l'shneem b'shoveh. In other words, if let's say they make a tnai, you work on Shabbos, and I'll work on Sunday, and at the end we're going to split it equally. So then again, you're back to our problem here. The fact that you said that whatever profits are going to be made from those days, we're going to be equal in them, shows that we're back to being partners in it. So therefore, it has to be that you say, this is my day, this is your day, and we have no shachas to each other, and therefore, whatever is made on that day, and the same thing with the other day. Now, it doesn't end here with all the different variables of these halachas. Let's say, afterwards, b'shas chaluk. In other words, they made this up and they said that you're going to work Shabbos and I'm going to work Sunday. And you're going to take imatim harbe, I'm going to take imatim harbe. Then at the end, when it finally came, at the end of the month or whenever we ever make a cheshbon, they said, v'imachrach b'shas chaluk bo l'cheshbon loymer, kama natalta ata meruba vani muat. They split it up, and they see the guy made $100 on Shabbos, and the yid made $20 on Sunday. So the yid says, you know, lemais, at the end of the day, nachle kamoiser shiel ishneem b'shava. You know, you made a lot, I made a little, you know, let's just split it up over here. So, lemais, we made the deal, and really, in halacha, it all belongs to the guy Shabbos. It all belongs to me on Sunday. And now I want to make this splitting up. Das hamogen Avram lifsay kedas harayvid shemachmir bazeh. The Ravid says this is aser. Mishum digloy milsel amafreya da tnai demikar harama ba'amavi. You're showing that the whole tnai in the beginning was a big fake. It was all harama. You knew that's what you had to do to get this to be mutter, to get him to work on Shabbos. But Araya, now at the end, you're saying, let's split it equally. So you made the tnai, you did everything right. So, okay, but you ruined it. You showed you weren't serious. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh. But there are mekilim, Rashi, Tyson, Avedazar, Taz, Rambam. There's a lot of Rishonim here that are mekel. Because they say, what do you mean? This was the partnership. The partnership was that I'm not a partner in Shabbos. You're not a partner in Sunday. That's the partnership. And really, all the money of Shabbos is yours. There was nothing wrong here. If at the end I convince you to go give me some extra money from your money, that can't ruin it. That can't ruin it. It's not marai, it's a harama. We did everything properly. No, I still want some money. So I'm going to convince you to go, you the guy, I'm going to convince the guy to give me some of the extra money. That, says the other Rishayim, once if they made a tnai meikara, you're not changing the whole shutvis because of, at the end, they decided to change it.
Does it make a difference if the guy asked for the money? If the yid asking to split equally?
Wait, if the guy made less money, let's say the guy made less money and the yid made more money, and then the guy asks for more.
Split equally,
yeah. No, so what was that going to show? That's the yid's, it's Adarabba.
He's giving me money from the weekday.
Yeah, he's getting money from the weekday, right? LMI. Does it show that there was a harama? In the world of harama, in other words, could be it's not about where the money's coming. It's about, I don't know. So who has to show the harama? I'm not sure. The Eish Mekilim says, "Vayim by Rabbi Shirach Gamkim Mizeh, Ule B'Saif Nisha B'Tzarachin." Not so pashut. Big machleik is Rambam and Ravid here. Okay, and the last one here, mutter, that we did so far. So now, there's another variable here. What if you can't figure out how much money was made? Sometimes in a store, it's hard to figure it out. So then, that in this case, since you made up the deal, and you can't say there's a harama here. Harama is when we could do it right and we can't, and we don't do it right. But here, now exactly how the deal was l'chatchila, I'm not 100% sure. In other words, what was the deal l'chatchila? Did they have a plan of how to do it? Or they just said, we'll figure it out, and then at the end they saw it was too complicated? I'm not 100% sure. But in this case, the Magen Avraham says you could even be chaylek b'shava. Okay, so let's go back up to the top, to the Shulchan Aruch. V'imloi, top line, v'imloi hisnu b'tchila. Let's say they did not make the tnai. Noitel ein Yehudi schar shabosus kulam v'ashar chalkim oisai. So you can't say that you, Guy, take the Shabbos and I'll take Sundays. Because that shows that since we're going each one connected to the other, that you're doing my job and I did your job. That was the whole problem. But if, let's say, you didn't make the Tanai, so as long as the guy gets all the Schar Shabbos and everything else, they're Chaylik B'Shaveh. The Jew doesn't say, well, I'm going to work Sunday, connect it. So then, that is how it's mutter in that case. V'imloy ha'yaschar Shabbos yadua, if you don't know exactly how much it is, yitol ein yudu levadoi shviyas haschar v'chol kamashar, so let the guy take 1/7 and then they split the rest of it. So let's see the Mishabura here, Zion. V'imloy hisnu b'tchila, kasav stam aleser v'loy hisnu. The Shulchan Aruch is paskening that by loy hisnu, that it's aser b'stama, afilu im loy amr loy avoid ata b'shabes v'ani b'chol, even if he didn't say, you work for me on Shabbos v'ani b'chol, which is always the problem, v'gam b'shas chaluka loy hisker loy shel Shabbos, and b'shas chaluka, he also didn't say anything about, you know, you worked on Shabbos and I worked on Sunday, just, he didn't say anything, it came, they didn't make a tanai, it came to split it up, he says, let's split things equally. Even though he didn't mention anything, since they did not make it up beforehand, so therefore, it is usher, and therefore, the only way to do it is to give the guy all of the money from Shabbos, and the rest, all other 6 days, they split equally. Let's just see one more line in the Ramah, and we'll stop for here. V'yesh matire maschar b'di'eved, afilu lo hisnu v'chal kustam. This was the machlokes that the Mishabru and the Hakdama brought. That the Rambam paskens the chumra v'istam, and the Rosh paskens the kula. And this is what the Ramah says, Yesh Matirin, if everything is Bistam, V'nirali de Behefse Gadol Yesh Nismach. Alayo, that's what we said, that Behefse Gadol can be Simach. So let's just see the Mishabur here, Ches. V'chalku Bistam, Haynu Shebishas Chaluka Lehizkir Lo Yisrael Sa Shabbos. Again, the Yid didn't mention anything about Shabbos. Loi Marata Tito Kenegijay Mamocha V'Shabbos, you take Shabbos, V'niyato Kenegijay Amoyle B'chal, Elechalku Stam B'Shaveh. It has to be, he also didn't tell him, you work on Shabbos, v'ani eva yikneg de b'chol. So what happened Shabbos? Ela in Yehudi asa miyatzme, shalei b'tzivuyav. The guy just went on his own, and he worked on Shabbos by himself. Because if you had any of these cases, di lavach yasa lukuli alma b'chol zeh. D'golidaita d'shlucha hayal Shabbos. If he mentioned Shabbos, whether it's b'shas chaluka, or in the beginning, when he said, go work, once you mention Shabbos, then you show that you felt an achrayus for Shabbos, and the guy is your shliach. V'u'amo k'neg d'b'chol. K'even sh'mitchila hutu al-shneyem yachad. So therefore, only it's, he never mentioned anything b'shas the work, they didn't mention anything b'shas the chaluka, and that, the Rosh says it's mutter, and the Mishabrus, and the Ramah says, b'hafsid gadol. Okay, let's do a few more lines in the Mishnah. We'll just finish off. Vida, the chol asif hazeh mayri sheYisrael veYehudi am shutvim miguf hatanur v'amerchatz. This is talking about that they're both shutvim in the actual tanur or merchatz. Avim ein leYehudi chelik miguf hatanur. But let's say the guy has no chelik in the ownership of the tanur. Rak shu mekabel chelik berevach b'shvil shu oifeh. He just gets a part of the profit for being the baker. Umasik hatanur, and the guy lights it. Yei shaymrim deloy mahani bazeh. Even if you make up, the Jew's the owner, the guy does work, and the Jew tells him, listen, you know I can't work on Shabbos, so you go and do everything Shabbos, and I'll do a weekday myself. That's like you're just renting out your tanur on Shabbos. You're the owner. So he's like he's renting out the tanner in order that he should and he'll be lighting it. So that's Asur because he's taking Schar Shabbos. V'ayin b'magen Avram shemasik d'yesh lochesh l'achmer k'day azu yitz yishabi machmer b'dafka v'ayfen zeh shalai b'havlo. Again, this is a Schar Shabbos problem. So Schar Shabbos is shalai b'havlo. You take 2 or 3 days, as long as at the beginning of their partnership. Now, partnership here, it's a partnership in the business, even though it's not a partnership in the actual tanur. I own the tanur, I bring you in as a partner to help me run the business. So that, in this case, do we look at it as he was like our original case, like our case of a shutvis. So that he's saying, yesh ha'imrim, it doesn't work. Unless you do it behavla. V'yesh me'achreinim she'sayvim d'lay b'inam azeh, she'en le'inihudi chayle b'gov ha'taner, hisnu me'ikara kevin shu behavla. And some say you don't need to have made this up l'chatchila when you first became partners. You became partners, I own the taner, you're coming to do the work. Later on, we decide how we're going to split up the work if I tell you to do it b'havla. So again, it's only Schar Shabbos b'havla, and therefore it would be mutter. Mashenkin, the first shita says that you have to make it up beforehand. Now, what's different about, if the Shar Tzion brings down over here, that why is this not a case of an aris? Why is it not a case of an aris? An aris was anyone who got a guy who got a share of the profits, right, working for you. So that's mutter because adaita denafshe. So the Shar Tzion says, because in this, the case of the aris is that every day that he bakes, he gets a share of that day's profits, the inverse for his work. Mashenkin, that's a worker. Mashenkin over here, there's a shutzvis going on. There's a partnership. We really have, both of us have to be involved in it. I just said that, listen, if you work on Shabbos, and because you're working, you're going to get a chelik in the revach, but now you get a chelik, a revach, as a worker for me, as a sharecropper, this is part of our shutzvis. So therefore, you need this whole maisa with the havla business over here. But the Shar Tzion, if you look at Shar Tzion, the second last line, says, v'imein yehud yinaitu chatzia revach b'chol yoyim avar afi yosai, afalu magan avram loy bina davkish zimei kara imu b'havla, du karis mamish. The only problem is that there's a Marzayan problem. Okay, so you have to mean Esparsim that he's not a Sechir Yoyim, so it's not Marzayan. It's a Marzayan problem. So that's the difference here. We have new cases where a guy's a worker and a sharecropper. We have a case where they're partners in the actual Chefza. And then we have a case where the Yid owns the Chefza, but in the business they're partners. And in each of these cases, you have to have little dreidels themselves, each one, to get when it will be mutter and how it will be mutter. And Bez Hashem will continue next time.